Purusam, the oldest of everyone. Maha Anubhavaha, Bali Maharaj, who was a great and exalted soul. Akila Sadusamataha, as approved by all saintly persons. Bada Anjali, with folded hands. Baspa Kala Akula Ikshanaha, whose eyes were filled with tears. Bhakti Utkalaha, full of ecstatic devotion. Gadgadaya, which were faltering in devotional ecstasy. Gira, by such words, Abravid said. Translation by His Divine Grace is confirmed, Acharya. Srila Abhay Charanavinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Sukadeva Goswami said, when the supreme, ancient, eternal personality of Godhead had thus spoken to Bali Maharaj, who is universally accepted as a pure devotee of the Lord, and therefore a great soul, Bali Maharaj, his eyes filled with tears, his hands folded, and his voice faltering in devotional ecstasy, responded as follows. Please responsibly repeat. Sukadev Goswami said, when the supreme, ancient, eternal personality of Godhead had thus spoken to Bali Maharaj, who is universally accepted as a pure devotee of the Lord, and therefore a great soul, Bali Maharaj, his eyes filled with tears, his hands folded, and his voice faltering in devotional ecstasy, responded as follows. So I just read the response of Bali Maharaj. Aho Pranamaya Krita Samudya Maha Prapana Bhaktita Vidu Samahita Yalokapalais Tadanugraho Marai Alapdo Purvo Pasadi Suri Pitaha. Translation. Bali Maharaj said, what a wonderful effect there is in attempting to offer respectful obeisances to you. I merely endeavored to offer you obeisances, but nonetheless, the attempt was as successful as those of pure devotees. The countless mercy you have shown to me, a fallen demon, was never achieved even by the demigods or the leaders of the various planets. Please responsibly repeat. Bali Maharaj said, What a wonderful effect there is in even attempting to offer respectful obeisances to you. I merely endeavored to offer respectful obeisances. To offer you obeisances. But nonetheless, the attempt was as successful as those of pure devotees. The causeless mercy you have shown to me, a fallen demon, was never achieved, even by the demigods or the leaders of the various planets. We say sometimes that the demons are very puffed up, but I think this is the demon with a difference. So let's lend our ears to Srila Prabhupada's purport. When Vamanadev appeared before Bali Maharaj, Bali Maharaj immediately wanted to offer him respectful obeisances. But he was unable to do so because of the presence of Sukracharya and other demoniac associates. The Lord is so merciful. However, although Bali Maharaj did not actually offer obeisances, but only endeavored to do so within his mind, the Supreme Personality of God had blessed him with more mercy than even the demigods could ever expect. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 2:40, Swalpam apya sya dharma sya trayate mahato bayat. Even a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is known as Bhavagrahi Janandana because he takes only the essence of a devotee's attitude. It is, if a pure devotee sincerely surrenders, the Lord as a super soul in everyone's heart immediately understands this. Thus, even though externally a devotee may not render full service, if he is internally sincere and serious, the Lord welcomes his service nonetheless. Thus the Lord is known as Bhavagrahi Janandana because he takes the essence of one's devotional mentality. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjanam Salakaya Saksuram Militam Jena Tasmains Igorve Namaha Sichetanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupam Kadamayam Dadati Swa Padantikam Vanchakalpa Tarudhya Kripa Sandubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Siva Sadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Etinam. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gaura Vani Pracharini Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Pachatya this authority. So these two verses, they're very touchy. Because traditionally we tend to imbibe a culture of only physically doing some service. And if we don't have the money to perhaps make a big festival, invite many devotees to our home, and then feast them, then we feel that, Krishna, why did Krishna make me poverty stricken? It's not providing, it's not facilitating my service to the devotees. So this is completely nullified by this incident of Bali Maharaj. Although he is supposedly a demon, but know that Bali Maharaj is the grandchild of Prahlad. Therefore, he's a demon with a difference. sometimes it happens that, even the saintly kings, they give birth to demons. And sometimes it happens that demons take birth in saintly lineage. And sometimes you find that demons give birth to saintly people, saintly personalities. And therefore it is very difficult to evaluate, to assess things based on our sensory perception. And it's interesting, this incident of Manasa Seva, worshipping the Lord in the heart, it predominates our scriptures. It's very all-pervasive. You find in the case, in the Chaitanya Leela, the incidents where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling to Vrindavan, and when Rishimananda Brahmachari got a gist of this, he was just contemplating. He started making a very nice road, decorating the road with flowers in his mind. He wanted Lord Chaitanya to go on a very beautiful, flowered, paved road. So he constructed this road in his mind, was decorating the road with flowers, etc. And when he was doing this job, he was doing this seva, this Manasa seva, and he got to Kanai Natasala, he couldn't move further. Therefore, he concluded, he told the devotees, Lord Chaitanya will not go beyond Kanai Natasala. He will come back. Therefore, everyone was wondering. This is Nishimananda Brahmachari. He was not a guru. He was not a sannyasi. He was just a brahmachari. But he had the power to envision by dint of his bhakti. Keep in mind, Krishna mentions in the Gita, Tadaham bhakti uparitam. So, by the power of his bhakti, he was able to know that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he gets to Kanai Natasala, he won't be able to go beyond that. And it happened exactly how he predicted. When Lord Chaitanya went to Ramakeli with thousands of followers, in fact, in Ramakeli, so many people came up to Lord Chaitanya that he he stood at a particular place and he moves from that place, and people will come and dig the, you know, the dust. So much that they will create like almost like a well there. So the people that were following him, they were just too many. To the point that King Hussein Nawab of Bengal was particularly wondering what is going on. When he reflected, he thought, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot be any other person than the Supreme Personality of God. He's not giving charity to these people who are following him. He's not paying them, some money. And so many thousands of people, they've surrendered unto him, they follow him. So he concluded, he was not a Vaishnav. He was a Muslim king. But he concluded, this must be the Supreme Personality of God. However, he made some investigation. He called for Kesava Chatri and asked him, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Who is this person? So many people are following him. Who is he? But Kesava Chatri, he became diplomatic. He said, he's a mendicant. And, you know, he just, you know, taught in different pilgrimage places, different theaters. You know, the reason he did that, he was afraid. This is a Muslim king making some investigative studies on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he wanted to protect the Lord. Therefore, he didn't want to tell him that, this is the Supreme Personality of God. it never can be sure of, you know, what his mindset is. So he was diplomatic. But when King Nawab, when he met Rupa Goswami, at that time, Dabirakas, so he asked him, who is this person? This Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is he? So Rupa, without mincing words, he told him plain blank, this is the Supreme Personality of God. This is the Supreme Lord who has put you here as the king. And what did Nawab say? His response was that, I don't doubt whatever you said. So sometimes we tend to think that if someone is not within our Vaishnav system, then he should be cast away into the ocean. But Lord Krishna, he mentioned in the Gita that every living entity is his parts and parcels. And therefore, someone may not really be living in our temple, someone may not even be part of the Vaishnav system, but we have to have a culture of respect for everyone. Because everyone is part and parcel of Krishna. So, back to this point, that Lord Krishna is always appreciative of the devotee's sentiment. It's not about how much money we can offer to Krishna. It's not only about the quantity of the service. Krishna is also after the quality of the service. In fact, Krishna values more of the quality of the service than even the quantity. And therefore he told Arjuna that if someone offers me even a leaf, a fruit, so someone may say, I don't have money to buy fruit. And he said, what about flowers? Well, in America, you have to buy even flowers. So Krishna challenged back, okay, what about water? Everybody drinks water in his house. So Krishna makes it very, very simple for us to approach him. And it's not the simplicity of it. It is not just simplistic. But Krishna is after the quality, our mindset, our attitude, our sentiments. Therefore, Prabhupada refers to the Lord here in the purport as Bhavagrahi Jananda. Bhavagrahi means one who is appreciative of what you have done. Krishna is the best of appreciative thinkers. You do just a small thing in serving the Lord, and he reciprocates in amazing ways. And each time he appears, either as Mariada Purusottama, Prema Purusottama, Alila Purusottama, he is always reciprocating his devotees in that way. Always just looking at the essence of what, or looking at their intentions, their good intentions. Just by desiring to serve the Lord, he already fulfills the desire of the devotee. He already reciprocates as if you physically have executed that service. So who will say, I cannot serve the Lord because of external circumstances, because of barriers? I want to do this. I want to come and do puja on Sunday, but the temple management don't allow me. Therefore, I can't do any other service. I can't do puja on any other day except on Sunday. But if even the management says, no, you're not qualified to do the puja. You're not a Brahmin yet. No, we have the whole place is filled up. It's booked. Based on what has transpired in the case of Bali Maharaj, we can actually do the Manasa Seva and get full reciprocation from the Lord. But suppose we have so much wealth, we have so much facilities, and we say, well, Bali Maharaj just thought of paying obeisances to the Lord. I also go to the temple and I don't need to offer obeisances to the Lord. I just think of paying obeisances to the Lord. Because it's the same thing. Then we misconstrue the scriptures to suit our whims and caprices. Because the reason why Bali Maharaj could not physically pay obeisances to Vamana Dev was he had all these terrible associates right there. And we don't have that type of circumscription. We are free. America is a free country. Everyone is independent to do what, especially when you have attained 18 years. You're free to do whatever you like. Isn't it? Nobody checks it. So nobody can check us from paying obeisance to the Lord, from worshiping the Lord. And if we have lots of facilities, if we have so much of wealth, we can make some opulent arrangements, some opulent worship, some real big festival to be able to glorify the Lord. Why not? So the worship of the Lord has to go on. But if we don't have the facility, suppose I'm thrown into jail. And if you go to jail, nobody will allow you to go to jail with your chanting beads. In most cases, in most countries, they will strip you almost nude. Just your clothes, no chain, no neck beads, nothing. Not even a ring, not even a wedding ring. They won't allow you to go into the cell with your wedding ring. They want to make you completely detached. So, but that is also good because it's preparing us for death. Suppose we have some terrible disease that we can't even hold the beat. I mean, sometimes in some terminal ailments, you find that you can't do anything. You can't carry beads, you can't do anything. But at least you can't even chant sometimes. Sometimes people, their mouths, they can't talk, nothing. So at that time, you have to behave like Bali Maharaj. You have to demand us a favor. So again, this is a point that, you know, we have to grab in our palms all the time, because a day will come and we shouldn't, there wouldn't be excuses. My chanted beads was not with me. That is why I couldn't chant the holy names of the Lord. That's why I couldn't remember the Lord. Bali Maharaj is teaching us a very big lesson. Sometimes people say, I've not been allowed to go to the temple. But nobody can stop us from serving the Lord. Even we are so much poverty stricken, that external situation will never be an incoherence, will never be an obstacle. In fact, devotional service itself is ahutuki apratiyata. We know the story how one Brahmin, he was just meditating on how he saw some sweet rice and he was thinking how to make a similar type of sweet rice to his deities. And he was contemplating, he was doing his manasa seva, he set up the sweet rice after cooking in his mind. He fixed up everything, he brought it down, and he served. And then he felt, sweet rice is supposed to be put in the freezer so that it's cool. This must be too hot for my Lord. But then, in his manasa seva, he used his finger to figure out how hot it is. And he got his finger burnt. So again, we are seeing how the Lord is very much appreciative of the efforts, the little efforts we do. Therefore, Lord Krishna mentions in the Gita that on this path there is no loss or diminution. And even a little effort we put in can alleviate us from the greatest type of fear. So no one, this is a win-win game. Normally you don't have so much of win-win games. It is there in theory, but in practice, it's very difficult to find it in the material world. And if we simply follow what we find in the scriptures, then our lives will be perfect in this very lifetime. I like to repeat this. Sometimes people think, except to become a sannyasi, except to become a guru, except to become a paramahamsa, except you go about preaching all over the world, you can't really go back to Krishna. But it's not like that. If someone simply follows what Prabhupada has given to us, and you don't deviate, Prabhupada has given a solemn promise, he will personally arrange to see that he takes us back home, back to God. It is not by anyone's power that one is able to excel in devotional service and go back home, back to God. It's just so impractical, because Krishna, Rupa Goswami says, it's very difficult to catch Krishna. It's very difficult to put Krishna in your pocket. Because if Krishna really sells himself to anyone, he becomes a dog to that person. Therefore, Krishna hardly gives bhakti. But if we align ourselves with some representative of Lord Krishna, serve him nicely, he takes us by the hand and pulls us into the spiritual world. We may not be so lucky like Bali Maharaj, who met Krishna face to face, or Vamana face to face, but we're so lucky that we have Prabhupada, who has given us this system. If we follow this system, then we'll be able to have access to the spiritual kingdom, to the spiritual world, to go look at that. And therefore it's essential for us to understand that the worship of the Lord, there is no excuses, or there are no excuses why we wouldn't worship the Lord. And in fact, the third principle of Vaishnava community development, as given by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, stipulates that anyone who doesn't worship Hari is simply a killer of his own self. So we wouldn't have excuses, and the worship has to be done on continuous basis. It's not that, you know, we do the worship today and tomorrow we have some disturbance in our mind and we have some excuses. No, why we shouldn't do that? So we have been blessed by the best, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, and so we should take advantage of this. And especially when you're living in just a community where you have devotees. I was just appreciating when we were going to the program yesterday how, I mean, the whole of this vicinity is so serene and is best suited for, I mean, for spiritual life. So all of you who are within this environment, you are extremely lucky. And for someone who is lucky, he has to take full advantage of that fortune. So even we don't have much to do, at least we should do the little we can with quality, because Krishna is after the quality of our service. And in this way, we will have a glorious exit from this material world. Hare Krishna. Are there some comments or some questions on this point? Sanshalti is Bhavagrahi. Krishna is taking the essence. He's looking at our mindset, what we're really after. If even we don't have the physical resources to offer to him, we just desire us to serve him, and you know, he reciprocates. That's the case with Bali Maharaj, that's the case with Rishimananda Brahmachari, the case with the Brahmin who was offering sweet rice, Manasa Seva, and so many other cases like that. There are so many other case studies similar to the Bali's case in the Vedic literature. So we don't have excuses. And that's why Krishna said, "Man mana bhava mam bhakti." Think of me. This is the result of thinking of Krishna. That he reciprocates without even using physical ornaments in service. Yes. Any comments or some questions? Yes.
Thank you for being here, first of all, and sharing your wealth of knowledge. I'm just wondering, I've heard different versions about when someone manifests their bhakti lata bij, or they perfect their bhakti lata bij and go back to Godhead. Is this spiritual master present? I know he's always helping the disciple in all circumstances, but I've heard two versions. I thought I heard that you meet Krishna and Krishna welcomes you back home. And then I heard another version that your spiritual master is present there also.
Hmm. Well, yes, a prasad, Bhagavad prasad. If we, by the mercy of Krishna, so we get the spiritual master, and by the mercy of the spiritual master, we get Krishna. So those are matter of details. If someone is in a well, in a deep, dry well, Or even there is water in the well. You are in a well, you can't come out. Right? And you have someone throws a rope to you. You cling on the rope. And when you come out from the well, you'll be able to figure out, you know, the variegatedness around the whole scenario. So that's just about the variegatedness around the scenario. So essentially, we should strive to get out from the well, because it's a place where one is secluded, you don't have association, and you may not even have something to eat in the well. And if you stay there much longer, there could be some devastation. So material world is like that. And so, yeah, we should strive to get out from this material world, because it's a messy place. Even the people you so-called love and like, the darling today could be enemy tomorrow. So this is not it's not a wonderful place. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says this is not a place for gentlemen and women. So we should actually strive to be able to have an increase into the spiritual kingdom. And those details, we should not really bother so much about this version or that version, but essentially, yes, there is that mercy that flows down from the spiritual master, but the mercy is coming from Krishna. And by the mercy of Krishna, we got the spiritual master. By the mercy of the spiritual master, we get Krishna. So the both of them, they are essentially the same. They're doing the same job, to see that the living entity is extricated from the shackles of material incoherences. It's the same job in different, you know, formats. So qualitatively they're doing the same thing. So it doesn't matter who comes to. If you come back from work, and then whether your husband, the one who comes to greet you and pick up your bag, or it's your son who comes to greet you and pick up your bag, I mean, you have come back home. I mean, from work, so what? All that you need to do is to be happy that, you know, you're going to feast and, you know, you're back from all of the hustles and bustles of the day. That should be our concern. Okay? Right. Any other comments? Class is ending in 1 minute. All right, so thank you very much, and we hope to rejoin you tomorrow. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.